Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. Everyone is welcome to the Laker Theater Company's production of The Christmas Schooner, directed by Haley McArdle. It is running tonight, November 22nd at 6:30 p.m., and tomorrow night, Sunday, the 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 each at the door. Lakers students are admitted for free. The play is a Christmas-themed show about the hauling of Christmas trees in Michigan in 1886 and will inspire the audience to relish the simple yet meaningful joys of the Christmas season. And the Cass City Public School District announced its Student of the Month. The junior high school Student of the Month is Lola Dorland, who is in eighth grade. She loves to play soccer, basketball, drawing, hanging out with friends, and listening to Taylor Swift. Her favorite staff members are Mrs. Hahn and Mrs. Leslie. She says it's hard to choose because they are both amazing. They have positive attitudes in class that make a day bright, noted Dorland. The high school Student of the Month is Mika Darcy, who is in the 10th grade. Darcy likes to play basketball, soccer, and playing cards. His favorite staff member is Mrs. Graff. He likes when she sings on Veterans Day, and she is always communicating on grades. According to Darcy, he loves Mr. Gruber's classes, especially physics and the bridge-building competition. And during Tuesday's meeting of the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners, approval was given to extend some agreements of the Sanilac Area Violence Elimination Council program, or SAVE. Commissioners approved extending the agreement between the county and SAVE for 1 year and to extend the contract between the county and the Child Abuse Prevention Council for 1 year. To do that, funds from the SAVE millage will be used. Voters approved 0.2 millage for the 2022 to 2025 to fund programs related to child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, and homelessness in the county. Commissioners also approved allowing Sanilac County Community Mental Health to sponsor Project Connect of Neighbors Helping Neighbors each September at a cost not to exceed $15,114 each year. The funding for that will come from the SAVE millage. During the meeting, commissioners approved the $41,135 purchase from Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley for a 2026 Chevy Traverse for the Veterans Transportation Program. And townships are developing ordinances and procedures to keep up with changing times. The Sanilac Township Board of Trustees adopted ordinances regarding the governing of short-term rentals, which has become a popular option for property owners to do. After that was done, the township drafted a job description for an administrator for the short-term rentals. With that done, the board is now advertising for someone to fill that position. In other action, during a November meeting, the board approved the purchase of a network server cabinet and D-Link Ethernet switch plug for the township water tower. The cost for that is not to exceed $300. And a man accused of setting a woman on fire on a Chicago train this week has been federally charged with committing a terrorist act, authorities said. Lawrence Reed, 50, was identified as the suspect in the November 17th attack on a Chicago Transit Authority train in the city's Loop District, according to a federal criminal complaint. He was arrested on November 18th, federally charged on November 19th with committing a terrorist act or other violence against a mass transportation system. The victim, an unidentified 26-year-old woman, remained in critical condition as of November 19th, the Chicago Police Department said in an update. She sustained severe burns to her face and body, the criminal complaint stated. And in our national news, as the TSA's proposed real ID fee sparks controversy, travel industry experts warn that implementation could lead to increased costs and confusion at airports. Airlines and security regulators are working to find a balance between the necessary identification standards and passenger convenience, with consumer advocacy groups pushing for clear guidelines and public input. The outcome will likely shape future travel experiences for millions of Americans. And in our international news, Pakistan's military reported killing 23 militants during intensified operations against Pakistani Taliban hideouts near the Afghan border. Officials say these raids are part of a broader campaign to suppress insurgency in the Northwest, though clashes have triggered concerns about civilian safety and long-term regional stability. And it's been your local, national, regional, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries, weather, and information, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.